This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Welcome to Remark here on 96.9 Guardian Radio. Fresh news, smart talk all day. No, this is not Garth Roseborough. This is Kahun Anku Sarau, also known as Dr. Cleveland W. Enius III. And I want to give a big shout out to Garth for allowing us to take a spin around the block in his car, Remark. We have a wonderful show prepared for you today. I've sat in this seat with one of our guests several times on the show, and I have another guest who is making his debut on this show. This may be his debut on radio in the Bahamas. I know he's done it in Trinidad. This is a debut for him here on Remark. Today we want to talk about the signs of the end times, right? What does that mean? Right, we're going to be getting a perspective from the Holy Coptic Church of the Black Messiah, as well as a perspective from Elder Paul. Officially, what is your perspective? I know you come out of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, but what officially is your perspective?
Well, I still believe in the teachings of the Seventh-day Church.
Okay.
It's just they think I'm crazy.
Yeah.
So they show me your old boy.
They show you.
I accept it fully.
You know? Yeah.
I love him still.
Well, that's why I love you, Elder Paul. You ain't scared to be in the crazy boat.
They shouldn't tell me. They shouldn't tell me. I went home and I cried. I kissed my daddy in the spirit. I said, Daddy.
My Lord.
Why are you hiding this information, Daddy? What's going on?
The truth, man. The truth will make us free. Well, with that, I want you to introduce yourself, Elder Paul. I think we haven't done this in over a year, I don't think.
Yes, it's been a while.
It's been a while. Yeah. But please introduce yourself first and foremost before we dive into the conversation today.
Yes, my name is Paul Miller. They call me the radio pastor. I'm the founder of Turning Point Ministries, given to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ over 13 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I'm having fun working for Jesus Christ. So.
Amen. Amen.
Welcome on board, everybody.
Hey, we're happy to have you here for this conversation. My next guest is none other than Anthony Claver. He's a Minervazeo, or associate pastor within the Holy Coptic Church. And he also is, like I said, this is his debut show. But my brother, give us a synopsis on who you are. Give us, anything about you that you would like for us to know at this point in time, sir.
Yes. Firstly, thank you for having me on, and thank you for everyone in the listening audience. Well, as you rightly pointed out, Anthony V. Clavery, baptized Yuwil Ma'adha.
Amen.
Student of our great master teacher, Dr. A.J. Varma, head of the Holy Coptic Church of the Black Messiah. So I spent, outside of the career, what we do, I spend my time researching and studying the scriptures.
Yeah.
To live by the scriptures.
Yes. So. End time. Now, we live in a day and time where there are many who talk about end time prophecy. And I think it's good to get, perspective on such a topic. And I give the phone numbers for when we're not going to open the phone lines right away, but 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, the Family of Violence, 242-300-5720, of course, that is toll free. The Guardian Radio text line is powered by BTC, and that's 422-4796. Standard tax rates do apply. We're streaming live on guardiantalkradio.com. As well as you can listen via television by way of Cable Bahamas Channel 969 or BTC Flow Channel 612. Elder Paul, I want to get it started with you today. You have been the radio pastor, as you say, for over 13 years now, yes?
Yes.
How important is this topic to you, the signs of the end times? What does this mean to you? Because I think this is a very important topic for you as well.
I think it's one of the very most important topics at this time in our Earth's history, because the sad part about it, soldiers, is that a lot of people are looking to the government to solve these problems.
Wow, you're right.
You know, when they have someone who's willing to solve the problems for free, can you believe it?
My Lord.
For free, you know. Yes. All you can do is to turn your life over to him, and he'll do exactly what he promised that he would do, because he don't lie, says the scriptures, you know.
Yes.
But so here we are, you know, that people, they will go every way but to the source of the information, the source of all of our, of the keeping, you know, and it just breaks my heart.
Yeah.
You know, and sadly, the ministers of the gospel, who should be the gatekeepers of the scriptures, are very quiet. You know, there are very few who went to the eighth degree and say, you know, yes, what's, have you searched the scriptures? What says the scriptures?
Yeah.
And this is my house, God left us defenseless? And surely he has not.
Right.
You know, there's a whole heap of information. If you just take the time to ask some questions, if you too lazy to search for it, you just Google it.
At least.
Any thought will come to your mind.
Yeah.
And Google will take you many times over right to the scriptures.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Definitely. So, Minerva Zaire Claffery, you are also, like you say, you study daily on these types of topics. Mm-hmm. And the end, when we say the end times, what in your study, what have you found regarding the end times in your study?
Well, what I've come across and we've learned, is that when we usually speak about the end times, we usually take a macro view. It's all world scale.
Mm-hmm.
But in the research, what we've seen is that in the scriptures, they actually speak to the end times on a personal level, an individual level.
Wow.
So we have situations or scriptural quotes where the Most High Heavenly One has engraved in us signals, signs, and clocks to identify the end times.
Powerful.
So we could look at Isaiah chapter 2, verse 20.
Okay.
And when...
You want to slow down and let's... We can slow down. We ain't rushing to go nowhere. Isaiah, what is it?
Isaiah 2, 20
okay,
to 21.
All right. So I'm pulling it up on my blue letter Bible here.
Yeah.
And it says, in that day, a man shall cast his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which they made each one for himself to worship, to the moles and to the bats. Verse 21 says, to go into the clefts of the rocks and into the tops of the ragged rocks for fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty when he arises to shake terribly the earth. Wow.
So we see, when we look at the quote, even in 19 speaks about the shaking of the earth.
Yeah.
And this is a macro scale event.
Yeah.
And the Bible clearly speaks about an individual or personal action happening, whereby you internally are reaching a point or an end time that says, listen, I need to stop worshiping these idols. I need to cast it away. So we're having, so throughout the scripture have this identification or this relationship between global things that happen on the macro scale, but also triggering or pointing out that on the individual or personal scale, we have an end time. Theologians call this study of end time prophecies escholastology.
Okay.
You know these?
Yes, these big words, fancy words. Yes,
fancy word. ESCH, scholastology.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the study of the end times.
Mm-hmm.
So Isaiah is one of the quotes that would identify or show you that, look, once things... we speak on the macro, there's also on the micro. And the reason for looking at this personal or end time from a personal perspective is because when we go to the first, what they call proto-evangelium, which is the first gospel, where God himself prophesying about an end time, we're going to Genesis 6:3. And in Genesis 6:3 is where they speak about the blood, 120 years. They speak about the spirit of the Most High Heavenly One, not being in, or my spirit shall not always strive with man.
Let's look at it. Go into the book of Genesis, You know, I if you're not familiar with, you know, the Holy Coptic Church and even Elder Paul, when we decide to talk about the Bible, we ain't gonna just talk about it. We can actually bring these scriptures out so we can look at it and talk about it. And so which you say Genesis chapter 6, and where are we in Genesis chapter 6?
3.
Verse 3. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. Okay.
So what we're seeing there when we go into the words, we recognize this 120.
Mm-hmm.
If we look at science today, modern science mm-hmm. today, if
just,
we look
just put
at
it over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're good.
Mm-hmm. All right, excellent.
Mm-hmm.
When we look at modern science and what they speak about today, modern science tells us that our blood cells, they last or they live for 120 years.
Yeah, the red
years,
blood cells, yes.
The red blood cells.
Mm-hmm.
And this is something designed by the Creator.
Right.
Not by man.
Right.
So this is a time limit set.
Mm.
A hematological time clock set on the blood that will absorb oxygen, remove the nuclear oxygen, and carry it throughout the flesh, all within the flesh. Now, why is that key?
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, when we go to Leviticus 17, 12, 11,
okay.
Because we want to see how the flesh has its life from the blood.
Right. This is Leviticus 17, 11 or 11?
Yes.
11, okay. Going to Leviticus 17. And Elder Paul will be coming to you next. All right. For the life of the flesh is in the blood.
Mm-hmm.
And I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your sins, for it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. Okay.
So when we see throughout the scriptures, when we look at altar, we recognize altar being used for sacrifice.
Mm.
That sacrifice now that they speak in it's Leviticus 17 is for atonement.
Right.
So this is burning and moving away from old habits.
Okay.
Old ways of thinking.
Mm.
So when they speak about the trembling of the earth and the individual actually casting down, it's a change, an atonement being made, something personal.
Mm-hmm.
So end times is not only on a macro scale, and there's plenty more we could discuss.
Yeah. I have to in this vein because, you know, normally, like you say, we would normally start with the macro. Hey, did you
and
see the floods? Did you see the...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but see it's... the latest tornado, the latest...
Yeah, but you saying, no, we
I'm
could
I'm saying
be...
the scripture also speaks about a personal end time experience.
Mm.
Something that is within us.
Cycles.
These, correct.
Yes.
These scriptural quotes, and there are many. Because, so looking at this, looking at the blood is what gives the flesh life.
Mm.
It's what we deal with daily. So that means when we speak about end time prophecy, our body, blood, is experiencing end times.
Mm.
Every
within us.
Yes, every, well, different things. So the blood is made up of mainly three. So the red blood cells will have 120 days.
Right.
Platelets would go about 9 to 12 days.
Okay.
And then you have the white blood cells, which are the shield, the protection, fight of disease.
Mm-hmm.
They would usually last for about 7 years or more, to 10 years.
Right, okay.
Which again, later on, we'll talk about how the body renews.
Yes.
So we always in this end time.
And so we could look at what's going on in the body and now look at what's going on in the world. The world is also going through a restoration. Okay.
Correct, yes.
Elder Paul, what say you on this end time? And I know you got some verses to share with us as well.
As I listen to my dear friend here,
you
know, a part of our ministry is natural remedies of healing.
Yes.
Mm. Right? And a part of the original plan in Genesis 1 and Genesis 3, of nuts, fruits, greens, and vegetables, the body can design to heal itself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He also mentioned the white blood cells.
Yes.
Do you know one can of soda shuts down the white blood cells for a whole day?
Really?
Mm. One can of soda.
One can.
They go on vacation because they stick together.
Oh, my
God. In
fact,
I shared that on yesterday from I recall, a chapter with the Bible, when Christ stepped by his way, he healed every disease that he met in his way. I said, God has called us the exact same work in this time in which we live.
Yes.
That when we go someplace, one of the examples I give was, when you meet someone say, I have a headache.
Mm.
The first question you should ask is, and they all said, how much water did you drink today?
Yes.
Because normally when you have a headache, your brain is lacks water.
Right.
It's dehydrated.
Right.
So and this is why we call people to get away from the meat, because God don't want you to eat the fat and he don't want you to eat the blood. Mm-hmm. He said, if you eat the fat, I'm going to cut you off. And as a result, we got many of our dear friends and colleagues and family members who have died from heart disease and heart attacks and strokes and different things like that, all because they don't follow the Bible description. You know, but in Matthew 24, when Christ sat on the Mount of Olives, the disciples came to them privately, asked them about end-time events. Mm-hmm. And he didn't hide it from them. He told them what it says in Matthew 24. And I'm going to ask your viewers, our listeners, to read the whole chapter.
Yeah.
And also Luke chapter 21.
Right.
And in Matthew 24, one of the very first things he said, take heed that no man deceive you.
That's right.
Many people are being deceived because they're listening to man and not the man, Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Or Yahweh, whatever you want to call him. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And then he went on, he talked about earthquakes and diverse places and all these sorts of stuff in Matthew 24. He made in Matthew 24, the conditions of them to be so terrible. If I don't step in, no flesh will be saved.
Wow.
But for the elect's sake, I'm going to step in to have some of my people alive on the top side of it and stop by this way.
Right.
And over there in Luke 21, he says, I'm going to be searching about it because men are failing up for fear. I think when those things that come upon planet Earth, and here we are.
Yeah.
You know, people are fearful. You know, they be like, man. And like I said earlier, they want man to solve these problems.
Mm.
But the man who can solve these problems is Christ Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
He told David right in Psalms, in the book of Psalms, that the angel of the Lord encamp around those who love Jesus Christ.
Mm.
So before anyone harm any one of us, they got to get permission from heaven. Once you love the Lord. Mm. Now, if you don't love the Lord, then
you're on your own.
You're on your own, you know, for lack of a more sobering terminology. But once you love the Lord, you're the Lord's property, and he's gonna make sure, like when Satan had a conversation with God about Job.
Mm-hmm.
He said, man, the reason why Job's so into you, man, because you got this protecting edge around him.
Mm.
God said, no problem. Have you tried him? He said, okay, whatever you want to do to Job, you do. This is Job, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he said, only one thing you're off limit. You can't take his life.
Mm.
And the Bible says he went to Job left, right, and center.
Yes.
And at the end of it, I love what the Bible says, and Job sinned not. What?
Mm.
In all effects, who'd expand into his wife? Even his friends turned against him. And the Bible says, and Job sinned not. I want a character like that.
Mm.
That I'm so wrapped up in thinking of Jehovah that, hey,
yeah,
mm-hmm. I'm going to let nothing shake my faith.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah.
where God's going to bring us in this crisis, which we find ourselves, you know?
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, but in the Holy Coptic Church, of course, we look at it from a African perspective, the African theology. I want to say this before we even continue to show, the doctrine of the Holy Coptic Church is a unifying doctrine. That's why we could sit here with Elder Paul and hear his views and not, there's no argument. There's no debate. Mm-hmm. You understand? We understand that things will be said a little differently with regard to his perspective versus our perspective. But what today's show, I pray, will do for the listeners is give you the opportunity to do your own research.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to accept anything anybody is saying on the show. You can go and do your own research. One thing I wanted to throw on the table, oftentimes when we talk about end time prophecies, we run straight to Revelations, which mm-hmm. we're going to talk about.
Okay.
Right? But I want to introduce Isaiah chapter 19. Because Isaiah chapter 19 is also a chapter talking about prophecy, okay? Isaiah chapter 19, the first 8 verses is concerning prophecy regarding, just let you know that this is from the original books of the Bible, Kitabun Ishaya, so the African book of Isaiah, all right? And in the first 8 verses, it's talking about occupation, identity theft, foreign rulership, spiritual inversion, economic disruption, social fragmentation, etc. Brother Clary, if you could just read the first 8 verses for us, for Isaiah chapter 19, 1 through 8, please, so that we have an understanding of where it's coming from in the King James Version, and then we'd like to share what we have in the original books of the Bible. Because there is an African perspective to all of this.
Isaiah 19.
Yes, with the first 8 verses.
First 8 verses, mm-hmm. sure. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
Mm-hmm.
The heading is Message to Egypt.
Okay.
The burden of Egypt. Behold, the Lord rideth upon a swift cloud, mm-hmm. and shall come into Egypt. And the idols of Egypt shall be moved at his presence. Mm-hmm. And the heart of Egypt shall melt in the midst of it. 2. And I will set the guests, mm-hmm. and they shall fight every one against his brother, and every one against his neighbor, city against city, and kingdom against kingdom. And the spirit of Egypt shall fail in the midst thereof, and I will destroy the counsel thereof. And they shall seek to the idols, and to the charmers, and to them that have familiar spirits, and to the wizards. And the Egyptians will I give over into the hand of a cruel lord, and a fierce king shall rule over them, saith the Lord of hosts. And the waters shall fail, and the rivers shall be wasted and dried, and they shall turn the rivers far away, and the brooks of defense shall be emptied and dried up. The reeds and flags shall wither. The paper reeds by the mouth of the brooks, and everything sown by the brooks shall wither, but be driven away and be no more. Mm-hmm. Verse 8. The fishers also shall mourn, mm-hmm. and all they that cast angle into the brooks shall lament, and they that spread nets upon the waters shall languish.
So before we dive, what does this mean in the original scripture? What we want to be clear about is this prophecy mm-hmm. is talking about the science of consequences. Mm. Now, my grandmother would always say, and anybody who went to St. Anne's school, let's say even in the 80s, 70s, 80s, she would teach them, in life, there are no rewards or punishments. You simply suffer or enjoy the consequences of your actions. So these first 8 verses in Isaiah, this is a prophecy because this continues to happen until the 3 groups of 12 royal tribes, and then all others, but first of 3 groups of 12 royal tribes, figure out what is going on. A lot of us haven't even figured out what type of oppression we are ultimately suffering from, right? So it talks about occupation, identity theft, foreign rulership, spiritual inversion, economic disruption, social fragmentation, and the consequences of abandoning divine ma'at, which is universal order and the balancement of deeds. The prophecy teaches that when a civilization falls out of alignment with divine order, what we call nechnech, systems of exploitation, confusion, conquest, and result is internal conflict, loss of memory, environmental disruption, economic collapse, and spiritual exhaustion. Now, we see in these things right here in this country today. Mm-hmm. Okay? There are biblical and Quranic passages that create a powerful scriptural framework supporting the themes developed in the sermon. Now, when we talk about this ma'at, you won't see it as that in the King James Version, but if you go to Proverbs, it talks about wisdom, and it talks about when a people despise wisdom and what will happen to them. Hosea chapter 4, verse 6, say that because we are destroyed for a lack of knowledge, you understand? We have separated ourselves from the teachings of the Most High. And like Elder Paul was saying, you know, we want to depend on the politicians, and we want to depend on, not that we don't need the politicians, not that we don't need the economy to work, but that can't be your first stop. You understand? The mind of Christ is amongst us. Those of us who are willing to receive of the mind of Christ in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 14 and 16, it talks about this mind of Christ. And so I just wanted to point out consequences is what we are facing when it comes to prophecy, the science of it, and the fact that if you know what you did in the past and you can then change what you did or do now to change the outcome. And this is what we're talking about in part today here on Remark. I am Calhoun Anku Sarah, sitting in for Garth Roseborough here on 96.9. Fresh news, smart talk all day. We're talking about end time prophecy here on 96.9. Back after this. I've got the perfect song for you. If I time it just right, I won't have to say it again. Hey, will my 2 cents be enough for you to play?
Budgeting and saving? Yes. Investing? Check. But what if you could do more? With an RF brokerage account, you can get priority access to local investment opportunities right as they come to the market. Never miss a bond or new share offering again. Plus, you can house all your investments in one place and benefit from expert investment advice. Contact us at brokerage@rfbrewingmore.com today. Some conditions apply. RF, money at work.
Headed to South Florida soon? Holiday Inn Express in Plantation welcomes you to the heartbeat of Florida fun. Whether it's business or pleasure, the Holiday Inn Express is close to captivating dining and nightlife. Elevate your Florida experience. Sleep well and rest easy at Holiday Inn Express. Complimentary breakfast buffet featuring seasonal favorites. Keep up your fitness routine in our 24-hour on-site fitness center with cardio equipment and free weights, or take a refreshing swim in our outdoor pool. Your special Bahamas tourist rate awaits. Holiday Inn Express, 1701 North University Drive in Plantation. Book your getaway now. Call directly at 954-472-5600 or the sales department for reservations and additional information.
Try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers, for window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located at the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
New school year, new gear. From uniforms to laptops, a Fidelity personal loan can help you check every item off of your kids' school list. Jump into back-to-school season with ease. Apply for a Fidelity personal loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
When I feel like I'm all out of love and my time is up, it scares me. Just fairly, oh, if only music could make us understand. I swear sometimes.
And we're back here on Remark, here on 96.9. It's about 5:30. We'll be with you for another hour or so, coming off the air around 6:30. Special guest today in studio, none other than Paul Miller, none other than Minivazir Anthony Clavery, the Holy Coptic Church of the Black Messiah. Of course, Paul Miller is the radio pastor. And where can we find you on the radio outside of, obviously, here in Howard? Where do you broadcast from?
In Nassau, it's 102.3 FM. Okay. And in Andres, it's 87.9. I even forget my radio station. Okay. But on the World Wide Web, on Cable Network 972, Flow TV 615, on TuneIn Radio, in the search engine box.
BBN.
Okay. Bible, Nancy.
Yes.
On 102.3 FM. That's on the TuneIn platform.
Okay. Yeah. You don't playing. You everywhere. He's talking about TuneIn and thing. I didn't know he was that deep. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And people reach out, you know. People reach out from all over.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
In fact, when the station go down, they be wondering, we can't hear nothing. There's a little bit off there.
Wow. Wow, they letting you know.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that means they listening. That's beautiful. Mm-hmm. So we started out the show talking about different perspectives on end times. We talked about the personal relationship that prophecy has within the body. We talked about the fact that many people don't understand. Hey, man, there's a free way to get answers around the prophecy. The Messiah, you know him as Yahshua Christ or Jesus Christ. has answers that many people just, for whatever reason, may not know it's there or choose not to seek. We also dove into Isaiah chapter 19 as another book of prophecy. But Brother Yuel, I want you to continue on where you were headed in your line.
Right. So what the scripture is saying to us, is that the Most High Heavenly One has placed covenants within us.
Within us, okay.
Yeah, this covenant in the vein, covenant in the blood, because the symbolism of this clock, this blood, this life that is in the flesh from the blood moving, mm-hmm. it's actually a lease or a currency, because when we breathe, the oxygen comes in, the blood moves through the body. This body of us, this flesh, mm-hmm. once there is no blood movement, no life, mm-hmm. it comes to an end.
Mm.
So when we speak of end times, we're looking at how the Most High Heavenly One has placed a covenant within us. Now, where else can we find a covenant where we know that of the flesh we have no power? Mm-hmm. And that is from our breath. Mm. The Most High breathed into us.
Yes.
The breath of life.
Yes.
And he breathed within us the spirit. So if we go to Genesis 2:7.
Okay, let's look at it.
You would see, mm-hmm. yeah, he breathed his breath of life into us and we became a living soul.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So this breath, and I also want to pull up Job 34. Okay. So let's read first.
So Genesis 2:7, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Yes.
And then let's look at Job now,
mm-hmm.
34.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's a reason we walk in this way, because uh-huh. in Job 34, 14 and 15,
mm-hmm.
it reads, if he set his heart upon man, if he gather unto himself his spirit and his breath,
mm-hmm.
all flesh shall perish together, and man shall turn again unto dust.
Wow.
So,
wow.
This, if we stop and think, I mean, like, really think about it, end time, that next breath is keep giving us life.
Yes.
The body could only survive maybe a couple of seconds. Couple of minutes, maybe a minute or two,
mm-hmm.
before we need to get that next breath.
Yeah.
So in end times, we look into the macro, but we experience an end time with every breath. Mm. We don't know when the end is. So every breath we take, it's an end time.
So what I'm hearing from you is the end time doesn't mean that it's a final or finality. Like there's a resurrection, or there's a restoration, or there's something that comes after
with the next breath. Mm. The point we're driving, the point that is being made by the scriptures with this perspective of the prophecy, is the fact that if we don't have that breath, we will perish and die.
Mm.
And knowing that we're experiencing end time now, we don't have to wait for an earthquake. Mm-hmm. To say, oh my God, it's end time.
Mm.
We don't have to wait for a hurricane to say, oh, look, the thing. You understand? Mm-hmm. Every breath we are experiencing.
Let me tell you what my mind doing right as you saying this. This is amazing to me. What I'm hearing you say is that in this world we live in, unless we're in the Bahamas right now, we need a breath. You know, it's like we out of our minds, to the point where we need this breath blown into us again. You understand? You need that connection with the Most High. The minute you decide to do it on your own, you're going to run out of breath.
So there's the driving point now. Mm. When we come to that realization that our life cannot exist without the breath, we need to recognize where the breath came from, which is where the scriptural quotes show us.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to know that we need to start to make things right with us, to renew our hearts and mind, to have a renewed mind and a renewed heart, like spoken of in Joel 2.
Yes.
So we the perspective here is that we're saying, for those who want to know more than they already know,
yeah,
within our body, our anatomy, our human existence, is this covenant of binding with the Most High, with nature, with life, that we need to recognize exists. Mm. So a lot of us take it for granted that we breathe. But sit down and study, if without breath, the flesh has no life.
Wow.
We die.
So the kingdom of heaven is within means you're sustaining a kingdom within.
Correct.
Luke 17, 21.
And have it every breath. You have the opportunity now to atone, restore. Wow. That's
it. Where there's life, there's hope.
Yes. Restoration.
Yes. Yes. Elder Paul, what say you, man? Because I see you got just got to say.
The bread that God really want to breathe us right now is Holy Spirit, or the Holy Ghost.
Okay.
The problem, we don't want the Holy Ghost.
Right.
Because once he shows up, he starts changing the sinful furniture in our lives, and we don't want to go away.
We ain't want them change.
And Acts 5:32 says, and we are his witnesses of these things, whom God has given them that obey him.
Okay.
No obedience, no Holy Ghost. Simple like that.
So the obedience must come before the Holy Ghost or Holy Spirit. Okay.
And the Holy Ghost is the one that draws you to disobedience. Hey, man. You jack up. You're trying to do this on your own. Have you not read that without me ye can do nothing? That's John 5:15.
Okay.
So, and I normally say, understand, without me ye can do nothing.
Right.
So since people walk into this room, if you and I take a temperature check, if you're still breathing, did we ask our foot to come in here from left to right to march us in here? It automatically happens because of the love of God. And the same God that did that for us automatically, without our consent, because he loves us, and we appreciate that, although we don't say we appreciate it, it's the same God who's going to take it a step
further. We take it for granted.
Yes.
Yeah.
Until we fall down, oh, God.
Then you remember the God.
Oh, Jehovah.
Yes.
Oh, Elohim.
Yeah, we say the great I am.
You know me now. I don't follow the category of Proverbs chapter 1. In Proverbs chapter 1, I send help.
My Lord.
I call for you. You do not respond.
My Lord.
And now you come and call it, I will not hear you. That's my Proverbs Lord. Chapter 1. But I love how it ends in Proverbs chapter 1. He says, nevertheless, if you turn,
yes,
I still will be here reaching out to you.
Still tomorrow,
he always sends a whipping, but always ends with a lovely conclusion.
Yeah.
And that's what I love about God. He wants to save us.
Yeah.
He's doing everything possible. In fact, he has saved us. When he died on the cross, he saved you.
Okay.
No, he already paid the ransom for you. You just ain't hear the good news. When you hear the good news, you can't remain the same.
Okay.
You got to tell everybody. You see, you mean me?
Right.
Yeah, you.
Right.
You mean when I... Yes, you.
So Elder Paul, you feel as if, as we watch things happen in the Bahamas today, you know, we've had a whole bunch of car accidents, fatalities. Every day you look up, you see murders or people getting shot, I think even up to today. How do you think this message is resonating with our people? You think people just don't know about it, or they just don't want to accept it? What is causing the resistance?
My dear friend, you said something earlier in Genesis. My spirit will always strive with mine. So the Holy Ghost is being withdrawn from the earth. Going back to those people who lost their lives. The good news is none of them lost their lives without meeting Jesus.
Okay.
Because if they die without meeting Jesus, when they rise in the second resurrection, God forbid, they say, Lord, you know you let me die too early. You know you didn't try. God say, you're done. Then let me put in a panoramic view how much time I try to reach out to you.
My Lord.
And you turn your heart. There are people that's in this program today who the Lord is speaking to.
Mm-hmm.
And they may rise up too. Lord say, but I told you, we had a program. Go to a plant-based diet. Heart attack at 34, 35. Boy, you can eyes swap with my chicken, boy. Eyes swap with my no problem. God said, no problem. But I send you a warning. You heard the doctor. Doctor said your high blood pressure is off the chart. And the doctor tell you, stop eating that way. Now you listen to Guardian today, 96.9, and you're getting a second message now via Radio Airways. And God said, now what you going to do? You're still going to go eat that chicken.
So, Elder Paul, you tell them, just throw away all the chicken and all the fish in there, and just throw it away. Don't eat it.
Without even thinking about it.
Just toss it.
Just Google these things.
Jesus was with fishermen, though.
Yeah, but the fish Jesus ate was different than the fish we're eating today.
What is the difference?
The difference is the sewer systems don't go to the sea.
It was cleaner then.
Back in the days of Jesus.
It was cleaner then.
But the sewer systems now go to the sea. You eat the fish, and then you get the sewer from the fish, and that contaminates your body.
Mm.
You see, it's different now. You got the chemicals that fall from the sky. These men doing that jet stream that they put in the sky.
Yeah. Chemtrails.
Yeah, and even as a vegetarian, you still got to be careful about fruits you eat. The doctor told me about 10, 15 years ago, he said, when you go to the food store, if you see all the apples look alike, someone will be playing with that. Say, sin ain't gonna do that.
Mm.
Sin ain't gonna make all animals look, apples look just alike.
Wow.
He said, leave that batch and go someplace else.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So not as a vegetarian, I mean, I would just be carefree because I can eat all the vegetables. No, I need to examine.
They mess with the veggies. They start a day in the U.S. For lettuce and different things because some type of bug or something was on it. Yeah.
The thing about that that gives me hope with that, there's a text in the scripture, I can't remember exactly. Christ said, if someone bring poison on your table, if you're my child, I got you.
Okay.
I'll protect you. Even if they bring poison.
Even they bring poison,
Christ said, because you're my child,
you're good. You believe that, Elder Paul?
With all my heart.
Okay.
With all my heart. 100%. You can even put my hand on a chopping block. I believe that.
Right.
You bring poison by my way?
Yes.
Because I'm in love with Christ, he protects me.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm asking you these questions because I do want to hear your perspective. And I think it's important for us to share these perspectives because we need answers in this day and time. Right, there are people who may be listening because they sit in the hospital right now and can't go nowhere, and they want to know, you know, what we're talking about with regard to how it affects their life. Mm-hmm. In the Holy Coptic Church, I think one of the things that we realize is that a lot of people don't necessarily jive with or necessarily accept, let's say, the King James Version. They don't relate to it. Thee, thou, though, them, right? There are many people who do listen to it. It does jive with them. And so we understand in the Holy Coptic Church that we got to have an African perspective on this information in order for people of African descent to say, oh, I could see my perspective in Scripture. This was originally an African book. The word Bible from Biblos, they say it means Egyptian papyrus in the etymology. So, Clavery, you're guiding us through this, and I love the interaction that we have here because you're talking about the micro aspect of the end times, the end time prophecy, and you've been guiding us through Scripture, and I'm listening to you, and I'm thinking about what's happening in the country and saying, wow, it's almost like we are, when they talk about the body of Christ.
Mm-hmm. That's another controversy.
You know what I'm saying? Let me hear what you're saying, Elder Paul.
I think you and me, my dear brother, y'all were in our service on yesterday.
Oh, really? You're talking the same stuff, yeah, mate? Go ahead.
Didn't say the bodies of Christ, he said the body of Christ.
Mm.
And he best find that body.
My Lord.
He said the gates of hell against that body.
Mm-hmm.
So people say, oh, we are the part of the body of Christ. No. Mm. So why are we speaking the same thing?
My Lord.
Are we using the same Bible?
Mm.
Why are we speaking different things?
Most times
because of the leader.
Mm-hmm.
My friend from Orlando, I'm from Nassau, that sent me
the text.
Watch this. I'm Mark 16:18.
Mm-hmm.
They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them.
Right.
And they shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
So this is to your comment of if you put poison in front of you.
No, I'm not going to put someone to bring it.
Bring it, okay.
You see, they can bring the poison.
Because you know they got them traitors where there's whole snake and they die.
Yeah, yeah.
So you're trying to say God ain't had them.
They putting God to a test where God ain't send them.
Because I see the fella in church dancing with the snakes, and the snake bite him a couple times, and he keep dancing. And I mean, I'm laughing, right? But he did fall out. You know what I mean? But so you're saying those type of people, they weren't in alignment.
No, they're being presumptuous.
Okay.
You can't be presumptuous and expect for God to act. No.
You can't make no poppy show.
No, there's no text in the scripture that there's wrong for you to jump on the helicopter without a parachute thing and God. No, God made.
That was the test when Satan take Jesus on the top and say, man, the angels can catch you. Say, no, we don't know.
Amen. No, the powerfulness of what that text was, if Christ had done that, it'd been goodbye to his life and our life.
Mm.
So praise God, he's looked around the Holy Ghost with his Heavenly Father.
Yeah.
That he didn't follow Satan's suggestions.
Yeah.
And then Satan said, man, if you bow down and worship, I give you all these things, how dare you say, well, it's Jesus who made these things.
Mm-hmm.
In John 1,
yeah.
The Bible says the earth was created by him. And here comes Satan. Oh, man, don't you know, man, you just bowed. I'll give you all these things.
Mm.
She said, man, you're talking foolishness.
Yeah.
Don't you tempt the Lord Jesus Christ.
Mm.
And here we are today. And I'd ask your viewers, to listeners, to read 1 Samuel chapter 8.
Okay.
In 1 Samuel chapter 8, the whole chapter talks about earthly governments.
Okay.
You know, and in verse 18 of that chapter, Christ says, be assured, and when you cry out to me in that day, for in the king you have chosen you, I will. And here we are.
Wow.
Everyone is on what the slogan was?
Progress,
progress,
man.
Progress, yeah. Come on. Progress. Okay, let's see.
33-8.
Let's see if it's progress.
That's the score.
I told the Prime Minister via network, Prime Minister, call me 357-8244. I'll wait for you for free, so I'll just bring my Bible.
Yeah. You will be his consultant.
For free, and I don't want no publicity or nothing. I bring him my Bible.
Yeah.
You say you want, well, what says the scriptures, Mr. Prime Minister?
Yeah. Yeah.
They have yet to go.
I think he can pay you something, though.
And I don't want nothing. You know, our network with Oiko.
Yeah.
You know, every Monday give us a check.
Really?
And I never took it.
Really?
Never. I asked him two questions I could remember on top of my head. One was, if I take that money from you all, because the station is a non-profit, can the government then come and request airtime to run their propaganda?
Mm.
They couldn't answer. I said, where's the money deriving from?
Mm.
They couldn't answer the question.
Wow.
So I said, you all keep that.
Wow.
We don't need that.
You,
I'm from then to now, 16 years later, God has been supplying our needs according to his riches and glory.
You play in chess. They play in checkers. You play in chess.
You see, because, okay, when I was another network, they wanted to hire us to a health segment, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I asked the gentleman, how does it work? He said, well, what's going to happen if we hire you all to do the health segment because your health program is taken off? We can give you all, we can split the sponsorship money and we can give you all free airtime.
Mm.
So I asked the gentleman, I said, now, what type of sponsors we can use? Mm. He said, well, it doesn't make a difference. I said, yes, it does make a difference.
For your show, yeah.
Yeah, it's for health, you know. So he said, give me an example. I said, okay. When we take our first commercial break, we can share the dangers of drinking caffeinated drinks.
Mm.
And we can play the commercial from that popular place.
Mm.
He said, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's a contradiction.
The popular place to sell caffeine drinks.
Yeah.
And as a result, the program never took off.
Oh, wow.
You see, so...
So you have an uphill battle that you're dealing with when it comes to if you was to take that money, you would have uphill battle. But because you don't take the money, you could just flow. Is what you're saying?
I'm not sure. You know what I mean? But I didn't really want.
You didn't want chance.
I don't use the word chance.
I understand what you're saying.
Just to stay free and clear to what God has called us to do.
Yeah.
He said, don't compromise.
Stay on the pot.
Yeah. I say things on the radio because cause my death.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Maybe you want that.
I mean, if it happened, it happened. You know, I know God in charge. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't play.
Yeah.
Because.
Well, that's why you're here.
Last time I was here, I told you, but I want people to study the Jesuits.
Mm-hmm.
The movement of the Jesuits. Mm-hmm. Those brothers don't play.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
And once they put a hit on you, you're dead.
Wow.
I wouldn't talk about those other organizations that are out there, but the Jesuits. See, the thing with the Jesuits, this is not a human force. This is a spiritual military force.
Mm.
They say they believe in the Bible.
Okay.
But they're pushing Satan's agenda. In fact, the Bible says the devil has given them their power and their great authority.
Mm.
You know? So, like the Bible prophets, they all lost their lives save one.
Mm-hmm.
They tried to burn John the Revelator up in a barrel of oil, but God spared his life and opened the book of Revelation. Mm-hmm. What y'all thought for good, for bad, God turned it to be good.
And I'm glad you brought that up, because we're going to talk about Revelation. Mm-hmm. I want Minister Clavery to dive a little bit further into what he was guiding us through with regard to this end time prophecy within the body, within the microcosm. Yeah.
This covenant within the vein, this covenant mm-hmm. that exists within us. In our ancient African culture, that point of the renewal of from the stony heart. Let's go to Joel. Yeah. Joel chapter 2.
Yeah. Yeah. Where we at? Which verse we at?
20. Let me just.
Yeah, I think it's 20.
Yeah.
It goes on to around 28.
Mm-hmm.
And this is under the heading Deliverance Promised, starting at verse 18. But you want to start at verse 20 or 18?
Well, let's go from 18, because the idea about it is that in us speaking up from the scriptural perspective of this end time prophecy, it is to bring awareness. Awareness that our time for change, you mentioned earlier about Hosea, our time for change is now.
Yeah.
We don't have to wait for an event outside. We look inside.
Wow.
Okay. We look inside, as I heard you speak on some other radio programs about looking in as opposed to looking up or out.
Yes.
So the point identifying these scriptural quotes of these covenants that are written within us, things that happen within us each day. You breathe about 20,000 breaths in a day. And the knowledge of what the breath does for the body, the knowledge of what the blood does, this allows us to recognize or brings us to an awareness that in our ancient African culture, we would call it the Karas consciousness.
Okay.
And this Karas consciousness is what would motivate and move us to change from that stony heart, to be renewed from that stony heart, to throw down or cast down those idols that we spoke about in Isaiah.
Yes.
That point, that change is going to come from this awareness. And this awareness is going to grow as we say the Karas consciousness or the spirit moving in through and around us. So as we read the scripture, as we study the scripture, and we look at these and these different end time prophecies in our body, it would make us, it should assist us or bring us to that awareness that, hey, I need to find out more about this year.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing wrong with the scriptures.
Right.
As you rightly say, several programs you always say.
Yeah, nothing wrong with the Bible. Yes. The mistranslation.
Miseducation, mistranslation of the scriptures is what's causing the challenges. So everyone is being taught when they talk about prophecy and end time, macro, look outside, which is nothing wrong with that. You look at the macro, but there is also the micro happening that we need to look at, because let's go to Jeremiah 33. We'll start off with Psalms. Let me pull it up here. Psalms 139.
Psalm 139, verse 16. It reads, "Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there was none of them."
Okay. So when we look at that, in the substance, in the imperfect, when we get into, again, science, this here is that cell, that zygote, when you haven't been formed. So now we're speaking about all this information is in our blood, in our DNA.
Wow.
Already written, the substance of, read it there again for me.
Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect.
Unperfect, so we're not formed yet. And then what it goes on to say, the members.
And in thy book, all my members were written.
So our arms, our hang, all our body, how we're supposed to become. Okay. This is already.
That's already prophesied.
Inside us.
Yeah.
So this information is already inside us. So we need to become aware of it. And when we study, research, the scriptures is telling us of this genetic agreement, this covenant that exists and dwell within us, that we would eventually reach the point of have to turn our hearts. So we're looking at the life in the blood is moving through us. We're recognizing that end times are near. So straying away from the laws of the Most High Heavenly One is going to corrupt us to a point where we would be as in 1 Corinthians 15:50, where it says that the flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, that is, once it's corrupted.
Right.
You following?
Yeah.
So the change, the reality or the realization or the awareness from learning or coming to know that there are end time prophecies existing within us is all towards receiving of that consciousness to be able to atone, restore or renew ourselves.
Right.
And then the scriptures speak many times about replacing that stony heart, render new. Mm-hmm. And it speaks about having this the glory and wearing the crown and mm-hmm. so forth from following the laws.
Yeah.
So this is where, this is why, when we think about prophecy, we're saying today, for those listeners who want to know more than they already know,
mm-hmm.
you may already have an understanding of macro prophecies and end times.
Mm-hmm.
Here is also knowledge from the scripture, collapse then, if you want to say, going on in us.
Right.
You following?
Yes, because the day you transition, that's your judgment day.
Yeah.
That's your end time.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I like that perspective. So, Elder Paul, hearing all of this, and like you say, we must have was right in the service with you all yesterday, because I see you shaking your head. Mm-hmm. What? Because I really want to, the next half an hour or so, I want to dive into Revelations and talk okay. about what the Messiah, because Elder Paul, you started out by talking about the Messiah. And Messiah, Yahshua Kras, who many know as Jesus Christ, he had a book, Revelations, and he was speaking to these seven churches and saying to those who would listen, look, if we don't change our ways, if we continue on in our ways, this prophecy is going to continue to happen. It's going to repeat itself over and over again. What is some of your studying with regard to Revelation and what we see happening in the world today? What has some of your studies brought you to with that regard?
I'll direct our listeners to go to Revelation chapter 14.
Mm-hmm.
In Revelation chapter 14, begin at verse number 6.
Okay.
It shows you two groups of worshipers.
Mm.
In Revelation chapter 14, beginning of verse 6.
Right.
You got one group worshiping the person, one group worshiping the beast in his image.
Wow.
In Revelation 14. And sadly, a lot more people are worshiping the beast in his image, unbeknown to them, mm-hmm. ignorantly, and just so sad.
Yeah.
In verse 6 it says, and I saw another angel, the word angel means a messenger,
mm-hmm.
flying in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel.
Mm-hmm.
To preach unto them that dwell on planet Earth,
right.
to every nation, kingdom, tongue, and people, saying with a loud voice, the word fair means reverence God and give him glory, for the hour of his judgment is come.
Mm-hmm.
And worship him. It's all about worship.
Mm-hmm.
Him that made the heaven, the earth, the sea, and the fountains of waters.
Okay.
In verse 8, it gives a warning, tells us that, and another angel falls in, Babylon, the great, is fallen. That word Babylon means confusion.
Mm-hmm.
The scriptures now made access to everybody. And if you're confused, because you want to be confused.
Mm.
Babylon has fallen not once, but twice. And she is the papacy.
Mm.
The Roman Catholic system, not the people.
Right.
She has made what? She's made all nations drunk with the wine, the wrath of her fornication. The word fornication means spiritual fornication, not sexual fornication.
Right.
And then in verse 9 says, and the third angel for them saying with a loud voice, if any man worship his image and his and the image and receive his mark and his right hand on his forehead, the same should drink of the wine, the wrath of God, which is part of it, a mixture.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that image, a closer that image means worship. Mm-hmm. That is ready in place, it just needs them to enforce it. That beast represents two entities, man and worship.
Okay.
In fact, I asked, is the man of sin?
Mm-hmm.
He said, the man of sin. The devil, I said, no. The mm-hmm. man of sin is not the devil. The man of sin is working on behalf of the devil.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not the devil.
Right.
I said, the man of sin has three characteristics.
Mm.
He sits in the temple of God,
mm-hmm.
showing himself that he is God and being worshipped as God.
Mm.
There's only one man on the planet fit that description.
Mm.
And I don't want to say it, because when I say it another place, they say, you better not come back.
Right.
But if you call me at 357-8244, I'll tell you who that man is.
Yeah.
Wow. And I'm not afraid to see what that man is, but I just won't call this network problems. You know what I mean?
Because
at another station, they said it caused them problems.
Yeah.
So if you call me off there, I'll tell you who that man is.
Yeah.
He's much alive today,
mm.
and he's working very mightily today.
Right.
But the Bible says Satan has given his power, his seat, and his great authority.
Mm.
You see, so this system is working in the background, pushing people to worship a false system and concept that God has not raised up in this time of its history.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, this system is responsible for your wedding ring. This system is responsible for your Halloween.
Yes.
This system is responsible for Sunday worship.
Mm.
This system is responsible for a whole lot of stuff in Christendom
mm.
that people have yet to or don't know for themselves.
Yeah.
In fact, it's this system that woke me up in 1991. I was like, what?
Wow.
I said, no, man, this can't be true.
Wow.
And I ran around my daddy, like I said earlier.
Yes.
I said, Daddy.
You ain't telling me that's true.
No, why y'all hiding this information, Daddy?
Wow.
And it's that message that caused me to get this fellowship from my church.
Wow.
They say, man, you're saying the right thing, but you're saying it in the wrong place.
Mm.
Let me give an example. Do you know what is the papacy?
Yeah.
Do you know what's the papacy? The papacy. You see, he don't know what's the papacy.
Mm.
The papacy is a highfalutin word for the Roman Catholic Church system, not the people.
Mm-hmm.
So they say, man, use the papacy on the radio. Don't use the Catholic Church system. Use the papacy. Mm. Tell me what's the papacy. He didn't know you knew. Mm. I said, what's the papacy? I said, oh, I see why you want me to go around the back door. Instead of being blunt and telling people what it is and leaving results with God, you want me to use highfalutin words. No, you tell the people and you leave the results with God. The Bible says you should know the truth, and the truth is what?
Make you free.
No, I guess in their day, the truth will lock you up. No. Once you know the truth, they can set you free.
Yes.
Free to accept or free to reject.
We're going to run to a break here on Remark. I am Calhoun Ankou Sarah, also known as Dr. Cleveland W. Enius III, sitting in for Garth Roseboro. And you can call in 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Family Violence, 242-300-5720. We're going to talk about Revelation a little bit more back from the break. Keep it locked.
It may be hot outside, but you can stay cool knowing BOB is backing your summer plans. That's because summer starts with Bank of the Bahamas.
Whether you're paying school fees, planning home improvements, or taking a much-needed vacation, BOB offers the lowest consumer loan rate in the country, and we will beat any rate offered by 1%.
So don't sweat the small stuff. Let BOB help you take care of business so you can get to summer fun. Apply for your BOB summer loan today.
BOB, your bank of solutions.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Get ready to experience the sights, sounds, and flavors of Bahamian culture with the return of Gombe Summer Festival across the US. Follow Tourism Today Bahamas for festival dates and the latest updates. The road to Gombe starts now.
Yes, we go in Gombe.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
We're back here on Remark, and we're sitting in for Garth Roseboro. My name is Pastor Dr. Cleveland W. Enius III, also known as Calhoun Ankou Sarah, and we're talking about the end time prophecies from different perspectives, right? What we wanted to do to give you some different perspectives so that you could do your own research, you understand? And ultimately, we pray that you would want to know more than you already know after hearing the show. One thing I wanted to throw on the table with regard to the book of Revelation. In the Holy Coptic Church, we know this as an African book called the Istanjil. All right? The word Istanjil, or Istanje, it means salvation. So it is the book of salvation. And in this book, what a lot of people don't know is that before the Greek, the Greco-Romans got their hands on these scriptures, we had original African prophets. All right, there are many prophets sent to the original three groups of 12 royal tribes. That's Ishmael, Israel, and Midiani, right? And those of us who are of the lost seed, those who scattered once the shepherd was struck in Matthew chapter 26, verse 31. But one of these prophets that I'm sure many people have never heard about is the prophet Nefer-Rehu. Nefer, N-E-F-E-R hyphen R-E hyphen H-U. The prophet Nefer-Rehu, who lived at a time wherein these Nubian Melanite families, these Africans, these melanated people, right? And Nehre, when we say Nehre, we're saying the great I am, as mentioned in Exodus 15. All right, they were in dire need of messianic salvation, the same thing, position that we are in as a people today. At that point in time, the prophet Nefer-Rehu foretold the downfall of the four future Canaanite kingdoms, called also the four beasts, and the return, resurrection, revival, and reestablishment of the teachings of Atonism, as was taught by the high priest, seer, and prophet Akhenaten. Now, if you do any research on Akhenaten, or what they call Akhenaten, they will say he was the first monotheism. We don't agree with that totally, but that's who they see as the first monotheist, right? Thereby, let it be known to all who seek true faith that both the allegorical and the decisive words are key aspects to the scriptures of Atonism. So this book of salvation, called also the book of Revelation, is no exception, especially since the real scriptures, which came forth out of ancient Africa, Tamaray or Sumeria, are living. What do we mean by these scriptures are living? These scriptures are always applicable, okay? In some form or fashion within each generation, where due to humanity's inability to recognize life's patterns, many events continue to reoccur and recycle themselves within countless generations. So this end times doesn't mean end of the world. It means end of an age. It means if we can actually figure out the patterns are and get in alignment with the Most High Heavenly One by way of Yeshua Christ, Jesus Christ. If we can do that, we could actually change the consequences of what each generation has been experiencing because we keep ignoring the signs. We keep not paying attention, right? The song that we are coming in and out of is saying, could we be the sign of the end of the time? And that's what Brother Clavery was saying. He said, no, there's some covenants within you that you got to pay attention to. Elder Paul is saying, listen, you got to pay attention to what's going on around you. Look at what the scripture is saying and pay attention to who is sitting in these seats and sitting in these places whereby you have a micro view, you have a macro view. And I'm giving you an ancient African view, right? So that you have a full perspective if you're listening to this show today to be able to go and do some research and be able to understand that if we as a people don't take the time to study to show ourselves approved, we won't recognize the patterns. But Clavery, what say you?
I say
we got about 15 minutes. We're kind of wrapping it up now.
Yeah. The point I want to share also with that is that speaks about or speaks to the 144,000 being sealed.
Mm-hmm.
And this sealing is a protection.
Okay.
So it'll bring us back to my opening point.
Yes.
That the Most High have or given us protection.
Yes.
In this form of these white blood cells that will protect us.
That's why angels wear whiting. They're the white blood cells in the Most High.
Or even the platelets that when we get a wound, the cut would be healed.
Yes.
And that gathering or that healing.
Self-healing, yes.
Correct. And that's something spoken of in different places in the scripture. However, the prophecy, one of the prophecies before, when we look at the 144,000, we have to go back or turn to the book of Jude. Because in the book of Jude, let's go to Jude chapter 1. Which is the only book of
just one chapter in Jude,
And we look at where Enoch would prophesy about a period of time in verse 14.
Yes, yes. Powerful verse. And yeah. What does it say?
And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints.
Wow. So this is a prophecy that...
Oh, this
wow.
is what I was coming to add. So the revelations would tell us about the 144,000 and these 12 tribes
mm-hmm.
that will be sealed. 12 platelets, last 12 days, 12 disciples,
okay.
this number, symbology. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Most High did it. The scriptures
I understand.
Did it.
I understand.
The scripture.
Yes, yes, yes.
So in the book of Jude, is speaking about this, these saints. And these saints are not people or something coming from somewhere else. This is those same descendants of the three groups of 12 royal tribes that would recognize or become aware of the how far we have drifted to
yes.
be able to return, to have restitution, atonement, and become those very saints that we need to be for this 10,000 that will be with the Kairos consciousness.
Right.
Moving in through and around them.
Wow.
You follow it?
Yes.
So Revelation, the book of Istanjil, definitely opens our eye. I mean, it's a book that has the word prophecy used in it like numerous times.
Yeah.
It's the book of prophecy. And it's being taught us, it's being taught that way, yes, recognize that the Most High has throughout the scripture given us prophecies of this end time, from even the very first prophecy of the Genesis 3:15 of the enmity.
Between the woman's seed
and
the serpent's seed. Yes.
And that is tied to Revelation
mm-hmm.
when we're talking about binding the devil. For the 1,000 years. The enmity, this enmity is an actual war that's taking place.
Okay.
And throughout this conversation here, we speak about the different warfare tactics
mm-hmm.
from the food, the way we eat, the
yes.
things we eat, affecting our body, affecting the blood cells. They can't operate properly. So then we eventually come to having certain sicknesses and disease, cancerous,
mm-hmm.
parasites. These different
mm-hmm.
same things that
the Minister of Health said by 2050 the cancer was supposed to double in the country. That's what they're saying.
Right.
Yeah.
And this same prophecy will then turn to Revelation, and they speak about the vial that will be poured, the fifth or the fourth, that will be poured, and the waters and the blood, the separation of the waters and the blood in the revelation, in the vial with this angel bringing these disease and sicknesses. So, again, end time prophecies, internal, personal, things happen. The music we listen to, the drink, the way we dress, the way we speak and all, our brain, the DNA. I mean, they spend so much time, the adverse forces spend so much time trying to investigate or break or hack this code, this DNA that exists that the Most High spoke about when we were looking at Psalms 139.
Yes.
And we look at it within the body, this book that's written, that when we come back to Revelation again, Revelation, if you could pull up Revelation 20, 12,
mm-hmm.
would speak about these books that are being opened.
Mm-hmm.
And a particular book that you know would be written in.
Okay. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God, and the books were open, and another book was open, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books according to their works.
Okay. So the way how the actions we do, the things that we do, would allow us to reach that point of being recorded in this book. And I'm just keeping it at that simple
because
we're coming to an end.
Yeah, yeah.
We definitely should have another session.
Yeah.
We could tie it, so I could bring now how all of this ties into our African perspective.
Yes.
This internal.
Yes.
Powerful stuff, you know. But let me tell you something, man. First of all, Revelation is not a closed book.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. The word revelation means to reveal and not to conceal.
Mm-hmm.
So wherever that concept comes from, is to cast that in the pits of hell.
Yeah, but they didn't want it in the scripture. They didn't want it in the scripture. Yeah.
And it's about the revelation of Jesus Christ, called mm-hmm. Revelation chapter 1, verse 1 to 3.
Yes.
The revelation of Jesus Christ. That's why Satan hates the book so much.
Mm-hmm.
The 144,000 that he mentioned in Revelation chapter 7, the Lord shall hold the winds of strife until mm-hmm. people are sealed in their forehead.
Mm-hmm.
And what God wants to seal that for? He wants to seal his character, which is the manuscript of his Ten Commandments, and that we be just like Jesus. Not in every sense that we be just like Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And the saints of God, according to Revelation 14:12, they keep the commandments of God of the faith of Jesus. Not faith in Jesus, or not faith in Elohim, but the faith of Yeshua. And as a result, they're operating just like Jesus.
Mm.
You see?
Yes.
And then in Daniel chapter 12, verse 1, 2, and 3, when Daniel saw end time events, I say Daniel fainted. In Daniel, I think after Daniel 70, somewhere there about, Daniel fainted. And in Revelation, Daniel 12, 1 and 2, I say, and when they saw the end time events, that there'll be a time of trouble that was never since there was a nation, even at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone should believe whose name is written in the book.
Yes.
The book of life.
Yes.
Now, your name could be taken out of the book of life. A lot of people don't realize that.
Mm-hmm.
In Revelation chapter 3, the Bible says, if you overcome, he that overcome it, not overcoming, but overcome it.
Right.
All sins, your name will remain in the book of life.
Mm.
So God is calling us, like my dear friend said a few moments. It's powerful. Like he said, we did another session, right?
Yeah.
It's powerful. It's good. A lot of things he's saying. He's bringing it from a different way.
Yeah.
But I could agree with a whole lot of stuff he's been saying here. And he's talking a lot about health.
Yeah.
So maybe the guardian of Mars could call us to give us another hour.
Yeah. We got a call coming through. I'm trying to see if we got a call coming through.
That's Daniel. That's Daniel chapter 8, verse 27, where Daniel fainted.
Daniel 8:27. Okay.
After he was sick many days, and he actually fainted when he saw end time events. Like, Lord, what did he see?
Wow. Wow. He see us.
And then he was awoken from that. Lord said, calm down, Daniel. It's not for the time of the end.
Yes.
And I can imagine, I said, wow, I'm glad I could be here.
Right.
What did he see?
My Lord.
Jesus, Lord, of mercy, help us. Go ahead.
Let's go to the phone lines here on Remark. Call you live.
Yes, good evening, Dr. Ennis. Thank you for taking my call. And good evening to you again.
Hey, my brother. How you doing?
I'm all right. I'm sorry. I just kind of tuning into the show about 10, 15 minutes.
Oh, boy. We coming to the end. But go ahead.
Yeah, but I hear you talking about the Revelation stuff. But I just want to ask. But one of these days, you probably can bring in a Jehovah's Witness. If that's possible. Because they have a big red book on Revelation.
Mm.
It's called Revelation is Grand Climax and Han, right? And I want to ask the gentleman in there, I think it's chapter 13. It speaks of a seven-headed beast with 10 horns and 10 diadems, 10 crowns,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And in the Jehovah's Witness book, they identify the seven heads as Egypt, Medo-Persia, Greece, Greco-Roman, stuff like that. You know, two horns, they mentioned two nations, because the head means two horns, two nations ruling as one, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they identify the last one as the Anglo-Saxon world power, Anglo-Saxon unification, which is America and England.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing that, I want to ask again, one lives in the Bahamas, but
mm-hmm.
seeing that we in the Bahamas, our leaders still swear to England, which is a part of that head, right? And America is our greatest influence.
Mm-hmm.
Food, everything is from America. Like they say, if America sneezes, we catch a cold, right? I want to know, how are we to respond to that situation? And why is it that something so, because we're in the belly of the beast.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? We're in the belly of the beast as Bahamians, right? Why is something like that so avoided? Why is that not talked about more amongst us as a people in the Bahamas when we discuss Revelation, that America and England is in the Revelation as the world power. And we need to respond to the world power like how Moses responded to Egypt, right? But I just want to know, why is it not talked about? And how should we as a people respond to that once we learn that we are being influenced in such a way by the devil's system? But Anku, you need to bring in a Jehovah's Witness one of these days.
Okay, I can see.
When you're talking about Revelation, because like I said, they got a big red book called Revelation is Grand Climax and
Hard. Let Paul, he won't respond to you. I can give him a chance. Go ahead, Ella.
Oh, sorry. Okay, listen.
My friend, I encourage you to give me a call at 357-8244, because we're not going to
read that. Let me grab this. Let me take a register.
357-8244. This is what I 357-8244. This is what I do for fun.
8244.
Mm. Yes, sir. This is what I do for fun, sharing the scriptures. The mountains and stuff you see in Revelation, they all pointed to the Roman Catholic Church system, not the people. The seven head in Revelation, there are seven mountains on which the Pope lived. If you go to the Vatican and you count, there are seven hills surrounding the Vatican where the Pope lived. The horns represents kingdom. The crown represents people, nations. In fact, I have my Bible into Revelation chapter 18. I know I'm talking too fast. And after these things, I saw another hand from heaven having great power. It was lit with his glory. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, Babylon is fallen, that great city, and become the habitation of devil, and that great city, who has made all nations drink of the wine, the wrath of fornication. And the kings of the earth have committed fornication. There's a story here in the Bahamas I would not mention here, that when Christmas time come up, they're wide open for business. Even Sunday and all.
So, my brother, who do you see as the nation or as the influence in this time who is going to drink of a wine of what you're talking about? Who would you say that is today?
It's the Roman Catholic system known as the papacy.
I'm talking about the nation. So there's no nation? There's no royal power in our time?
Yeah, the Roman Catholic
like
system.
Egypt, like how Egypt was and how Rome was with Jesus and stuff like that. So, I mean...
Don't get sidetracked.
The only thing we're enslaved to is sin.
That's the only thing we're enslaved to. We have been delivered from that slavery to Jesus Christ.
Let me ask you a quick question on sin.
Uh-huh.
Would you agree that sin, in the simplest terms, is transgression against God's law?
Yes, according to John 2:4.
Yeah, so in comparison, right, if I run the red light in our country, I have sinned.
Yes.
Right? I mean, according to our law, yes?
Yeah, you broke two laws. You broke the early law and the heaven law.
Yeah, but let me show you something else, though. See, the thing with sin is that in every community, right, even the laws of Ma'at and everything, no matter where you abide, there will be rules. There will be laws, mm-hmm. right? And so that means that there will always be the chance for someone to go contrary to the law. So you could never really get rid of sin in terms of no one ever doing anything wrong.
When you say you're
battling against sin, you are battling against an invisible enemy that has been substituted for the same thing I'm trying to bring your attention to now.
We just about out of time. Let me just say something right quick. Would you really believe you can't overcome sin? Then please let those young men in prison right now, please. Call the prison chief and let them in prison right now. They commit some sin, right?
Everyone has to be perfect.
Oh, no. All of us are perfect in Christ Jesus once we follow.
No. What I'm saying to you is that in order for us to never have sin or someone going contrary to the law or someone doing wrong, that means that we all will have to be perfect. You agree?
Yeah, I agree.
So do you see a world where all of us are perfect?
No.
Okay, so that means that there will always be sin, brother?
I agree with you. But the point is
that if there will always be sin, you are fighting something that is insurmountable.
No, the point I'm trying to make is that do you believe you can overcome sin in Christ Jesus?
I believe that we can all do our best to live as righteously as we can, brother. But my point is that you just admitted to my point in a very serious way. There will never be, you can't see a time when we all are perfect. That means that there will always be sin. That means that you cannot overcome sin because the best thing to do to overcome sin is to have it, which is as perfect as possible. Where justice and everything else and everything else. But my point is this, brother. You need to focus on an enemy that you can see.
But
you understand?
We just about all the time. But listen, brother. In Christ Jesus, you can overcome sin and don't sin no more as long as you live on planet Earth. You can do that in the power of Christ. That's what the Bible teach. And that's why I tell you, call me, 357-8244. Let's talk. Because we ain't going to be able to do it here in the short time we have here.
I appreciate you calling my brother and putting those points on the table. I want to give the minister there, Anthony Clavery, an opportunity to share as we begin to wrap up the show here. What say you, my brother?
Well, I wanted us to go to 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
Okay.
So, verse 4.
Okay.
And the reason is understanding that who's actually ruling this world today.
Mm-hmm. You want the KJV or the NLT or what you
KJV
want?
KJV would be ideal for it because that's in front of me.
Yeah, I got you.
I use the Keyword Study Bible from King James. Yeah. So, when we read here, in whom the God of this world had blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is in the image of God, should shine unto them. Now, in Revelation, they speak about a war in heaven.
Right.
Chapter 7.
Mm-hmm. 12. 12, mm-hmm.
12, sorry. Mm-hmm. Yes. 12, 7.
Yes, 12, 7, yeah.
Flip-flop. Yeah, and this battle that took place in heaven, this dragon, this devil was cast out.
Yes.
And he was cast to the earth. Yeah. Corinthians here is speaking to the God of this earth, because it literally said, God of the earth.
Yes.
Which
yes.
is this devil that is ruling. So, in the scriptures, is explaining to us who's ultimately in charge. Who has the seat of power right now. The whether it be the hidden, as in Hosea, yes, no, it just run out my mind. Try and catch it.
Yeah.
The seen or the unseen. The point being made is that when we look at the powers that be that are moving in the spirit, in the physical devil that is actually perpetrating what's happening here. Making good fair seeming, making evil fair seeming. Hey, it looked kind of right. Okay, it kind of good.
We can't even tell the difference no more.
We no longer have that ability to differentiate.
You got hip-hop stars winning the gospel artist of the year.
Yeah. we definitely lose that vision from our ancient African perspective to know good from evil.
Yeah.
So in every individual perspective. So the brother wanted to ask about the 10 horns and the various nations that make up the 10 horns. The unspoken agenda that they are following is this devil.
Right.
This devil here which is the prophecy for this day and time coming out of Revelation, who's going to be ruling the earth.
Yeah.
So when we...
And all of them working together.
Correct. That's what I... Yes.
Yeah, they're different parts of the same beast.
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Yeah. So we would need to recognize that they are actually not part of our formula.
Right.
Our formula is recognizing or spending our time studying and researching down to the very jot and tittle as the most... The Messiah, the Messiah Yahshua said, you know, not a jot or a tittle in no wise shall pass.
Yeah.
So when we learn that about agrarian lifestyle, grow what we eat, because we would have already learned from studies and research about the blood, the DNA, the life, and the health, and everything that's needed for the blood, the mind, the brain to function. So if we grow what we eat, we would find ourselves in a position where we don't have to worry about having disease and so forth.
Yes.
And the other part that is also spoken of in the scriptures is the collective, the consciousness moving through the body, as spoken of in Corinthians. It's all the body of the church. So it's not just only on an individual, but us as a group now being able to move this way so that, yes, we are observing what's going on, but the 12, the 10 horns, and the 7, and the beast, and you're following, and what the devil is doing.
Yeah.
However, we are staying focused on what the scripture is telling us to do, what the Most High wants us to do.
Yes.
So come unite, community, you're following, body of Christ, and now we're studying the scriptures, we're learning what we need to do, or what ought be done, and what not be done.
Yes, indeed.
Sometimes we just need to...
Well, we're flat out of time, and I wish we had more time. There's so much more. Our listeners got an earful, and they were able to write down enough notes and, you know, get the inspiration to want to know more than they already know. My message, as we are taught by our Rev. Dr. A.J. Varma, is that As even Elder Paul said today, you know, Revelation is not a closed book. It's open. It's revealing. You know, it's a living prophecy. It's applied to this generation as it was 2,000 years ago. It's constantly being applied until we learn the patterns and learn the science of consequences, whereby we can take ourselves out of this vicious cycle of having to constantly be ruled that ultimately does not have the Most High as its center or even as its care or concern, right? The God of this world being Satan, as we just read in the book of 2 Corinthians 4:4, has no power when we decide that we want to allow anyone. Again, my name is Pastor Dr. Cleveland W. Enius III, also known as Cahun and Kusara. Special guest in studio, Paul Miller, Anthony Clavery. Thank you for being here. Thank God, brother.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I want to thank Garth Roseborough for allowing us to have the time here on Remark. And I want you to keep it locked here on 96 Guardian Radio. Fresh news, smart talk all day. Namaste, family.